This goes to Stacy Carstensen, Stacey Carsten, like November, S-E-N, like November, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-588-5052 regarding Dolores, D-O-L-O-R-E-S. Cebulski, C-E, B like boy, U-L-S-K-I. Date of birth 12/20 of 1937. Dear Stacy, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Cebulski with stage 4 chronic kidney disease and hypertension. Her last visit was May 28th of this year. Her weight is down 17 pounds since her last visit, and she has been trying to lose weight through restricting caloric intake. She's had several shots in her knees of cortisone because she was having such severe pain that she couldn't walk, and that has helped. And April of this year, she had her pacemaker replaced. And she's supposed to have cataract surgery with one eye, starting in one eye, in January of next year, 2025. She denies chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no edema. It's minor if she does have it, and it is stable, and she does follow a strict low-salt diet. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, and no nausea or vomiting. Medications, I want to highlight Lasix, 20 milligram every other day, and Bisoprolol is 10 milligram daily, Eliquis, 2.5 milligram twice a day, Aldactone, 25 milligram every other day. She's on Lipitor. Hydralazine is 25 milligram twice a day. Amarodione, 200 milligram daily. Flomax, every other day. And cranberry is 500 milligram daily. Tylenol, as needed for pain. Physical exam, weight 158 pounds. Pulse is 61, and blood pressure is 130 over 73. And labs, most recent lab studies were done December 9th of 2024. Creatinine was 2.06, and this is a stable level. Estimated GFR is 23. Albumin 4.3, calcium 9.3, phosphorus 3.5. Electrolytes are normal. Hemoglobin is 12.3, normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 4 chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease. She will continue to have labs checked every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, congestive heart failure without exacerbation. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stoner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.